5, zoning agreement amendment, 5905 Roblin Boulevard. Okay, and we have Veronica Hicks. Michelle, just state your names and addresses.
Veronica Hicks, appearing on behalf of Cushman Wakefield.
And Michelle Constant, appearing on behalf of Cushman Wakefield and the owner.
I will, I'll give what I hope to be a very brief overview of the application that's here tonight. We have a positive planner's report. We're dealing with a bit of an unusual situation on the site here. Cushman Wakefield is representing the property owner. They're the leasing agent. Earlier this year, they had some interest in the site, pulled title. The title didn't have any city caveats registered on it. However, when the potential tenant went to the city to do their due diligence and inquire about the property, it became evident that there was actually a zoning agreement amendment on, or a zoning agreement on the property that had never been registered on title. So we're in the process of dealing with that issue. The zoning agreement has subsequently been added to the title. However, it dates back to 1974, and it was put on the property at the time of rezoning specifically to accommodate a service station, which never materialized. So at this time, we're asking for this zoning agreement to be removed from the title and have the restrictions that are associated with that zoning agreement removed. The current zoning bylaw has a lot more restrictions in it now in terms of the kind of uses that can take place on the property in C2. There are use-specific standards, there are landscaping regulations and so on that do a much better job of protecting the adjacent properties and so on. And so that's our request this evening. But we'd be happy to answer any questions.
Okay, thanks. If you want to just hang on for a second. So, Doug Collins recuses himself. Is Doug Collins here?
He was here, but he had to.
Oh, okay. Okay, is there anyone else who wishes to speak in support?
Okay. Is it?
I have none registered in opposition. Okay. I just have some. I just call the question if there's anybody here to speak in opposition to this item. Okay. I have some questions for the administration on this. Can you explain this a little bit more and how this could be?
Yeah, as far as I know, they pulled the title when they were interested in the property, like Ms. Mm-hmm. Hicks said, and there was no caveat registered on the title. Mm-hmm. But when they went to zoning to apply for this use, this pizza restaurant use, the zoning agreement that zoning and permits had was apparently for this property, but wasn't in the land title's caveat. And it said that the only use allowed here was a service station. So when they approached us and asked us if we'd be supportive of removing that zoning agreement from 1975, we were supportive because the C2 bylaw now, the new zoning bylaw, like was presented, has much better regulations in controlling use on this site.
Okay. I drove by and looked at this site. It's the end sort of an L-shaped unit, if I've got that correct. It backs onto some residential, a lot of residential. Were they consulted? Is it clear whether the public actually understands what can now occur there? We put up our standard sign. I guess my question is, do people understand that this can become now a very high traffic area?
There were no phone calls regarding the posting or the application. I don't believe that the applicant had done any public consultation.
So us allowing this here today would allow zoning to proceed, and any kind of business could now move in here, a pet company or a pet supply.
Yeah, it's an existing strip mall that backs onto the single-family mm-hmm. residential, so that in itself creates a good buffer to the residential. And, yeah, C2 uses that are permitted would be allowed to go in there as of right.
And this was the whole site or just that one?
That whole site.
The whole site.
It's zone C2, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you want me to move this? Or?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay.
If you like.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I'll...
Did you wish to add anything else now at this point? Sorry.
Yeah, I guess just to have some closing comments. It's a very small strip mall. There are quite a number of long-term tenants in there, so there are really very few spaces available, and the kind of uses that would be looking at for the site are the neighborhood type uses that would be similar to any of the other C2 zoning on Roblin in that area. So.
Yeah, I'll move that the receipt of public representation be concluded.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I'll move the record.